I had been exiled to the nether reaches of humanity. In terms of one's accustomed reality, India is as far away from home as a Westerner can possibly travel. And yet, as one is beholden as a child to the fire-hot stove for teaching him the meaning of pain, so too did the puzzling and mysterious subcontinent of India serve as catharsis to my complete awakening to my manhood, or, to use more precise a term, my humanity. I have never been one to think that I had more to learn about myself, and it is with this predisposition that I accepted my assignment to India. Always confident of my ability to survive and succeed regardless of temporal circumstances, in my naivete I had assured myself that, should circumstances prove to be developing in an adverse manner, I could always seek out the safe confines of an embassy and arrange for a flight home. I had mistakenly thought that I could simply board a plane and, like a dauntless and gallant knight sent to battle, return victorious to the ever-receptive arms of my homeland. Should a person truly desire a balanced perspective of his homeland, however, it is imperative that he occasionally stand outside her looking in, and it was not until recently that I had come to realize the same can be said about oneself. I returned from India one scant month ago. In the succeeding weeks, I have come to understand that while there, I had effectively lost my heretofore constant notions regarding time. Should one ask me how long I had been there, I can answer using an agreed-upon measurement, such as 12 weeks, or I can answer with equal conviction, I was there for 1,000-fold years. Literal and metaphorical interpretations have for me blended into one. It is perhaps this very development which Mukunda, the extraordinary man around whom this tale revolves, views as the essential ingredient to my appointed role as ambassador of messages. I do not view myself in such grandiose terms, but rather repeat Mukunda's kind and flattering designation. It is because of his insistence that I have laid pen to paper, and your eyes now scan this document. Here is the story that he asked be told.